I'm willing to bet, maybe money, I don't know, that no one here thought that a sermon title like this one was ever going to come from me. But here we are. It's the new year, so what better way to start than by totally surprising and confusing you? Happy New Year! Well, it won't surprise or confuse you when I say that I rarely do look to the King James Version of the Bible when seeking, say, historical clarity about a certain story, or looking for an English translation that will get me closest to the original Hebrew or Greek. I've got plenty of things to disagree about with people who seem hell-bent on spouting that real Christians read the KJV and only the KJV. But unfortunately, that means that progressive Christians like me rarely, if ever, pick up this translation. Too many wounds, too much baggage, and honestly, for the most part, that's okay with me. But the stories around Jesus' birth are so beloved in their King James renditions, think Charlie Brown Christmas special, that it's pretty common for us to know and read them or have them heard in the KJV. Where else would you hear that the angels were sore afraid? Every so often, the poetry of this 17th century English does get it right. And there's no better place to see that than in today's gospel lesson from Matthew. You heard Maria read it today from the New Revised Standard, the one that we often use around here. And don't get me wrong, they do a pretty good job with it. Let's look at Matthew 2:10 in particular. When they, that is the Magi, saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. They were overwhelmed with joy. Y el español aquí lo traduce más o menos así también. Y al ver la estrella, se regocijaron con muy grande gozo. But, surprise, surprise today, the King James really does get it right. It reads, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Seems kind of odd at first. I mean, that's a whole lot of joy, right? How many words do you need to get the point across? Plenty of translations just say they were overjoyed. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. I can already see my high school English teacher pulling out the red pen. Especially for me, who often tried, the teacher had to correct my unnecessarily flowery Earth language, or so it was called, whatever. It's working for me now. Just saying. Unless, that is, you're the writer of Matthew's gospel and you're about to tell one of the most incredibly challenging stories of all time, the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection of Emmanuel, God with us. And you really need the reader to believe that these Magi were joyful, overjoyed, rejoicing with exceeding great joy. That they finally saw the star, that they finally saw a sign of God's promise, la promesa de Dios iluminando el camino. See, the original Greek for this phrase, y'all ready? Ekaresan karan megalane sphodra. which means something like, they rejoiced with over-the-top great joy. Of these four words, ekaresan, charon, megalein, sphodra, one of those words is the verb for joy or rejoice. One is the noun for joy. One is an adjective for great or big, and just for good measure. One is an adverb that means greatly or overwhelmingly or exceedingly. So the phrase basically is that they had a whole bunch of joy, an exceedingly great amount of it, and with that exceedingly great amount, they rejoiced. I think the writer of Matthew is desperately trying to conjure something that feels so out of place, yet perfectly in place. Something that feels both disjointed to the plot line and exactly what the plot line needs. See, the writer of Matthew knows full well that he is about to launch us into one of the worst moments in the gospel narrative, a story that only makes it in Matthew's account of Jesus' early years, the slaughter of the innocents. In a few mere breaths, Matthew is about to tell the story of King Herod's genocidal, maniacal violence. And so Matthew is doing all he can do to make this joy shine like the sun, or better yet, the unexpected supernova lighting the sky. Ekaresan, charon, megalein, sphodra. Listen, y'all, for real, this is for real. I ran into my Greek professor at a Whole Foods in Durham, North Carolina during the holidays, so you know God set me up for this today. So say it with me if you dare. Vamos juntos, okay? Voy a tratar de decirlo en un acento que es inglés y español a la misma vez. Ekaresan.
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 Charon.
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 Megalein.
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 Sphodra.
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 Ekaresan, charon, megalein, sphodra. Want to try it? Megalein, sphodra. If that's too much of a mouthful, let's go with each first letter of the phrase. E, X, M, S, which kind of sounds like Xmas. Which I think God may have set up for me today, too. Here, plopped right in the middle of a horror story, is E-X-M-S, Xmas, Ekaresen, Charon, Megalein, Sphodra. Where are you witnessing rejoicing with exceeding great joy around you? What about within you? Where, plopped right in the middle of a horror story, plopped right in the middle of violence and unrest and injustice, is joy, Xmas, breaking through with supernova strength? ¿Dónde estás viendo el gozo supernatural de Dios iluminándose en medio de la injusticia, de la violencia y de la maldad? I'll tell you where I saw it this week. The most diverse U.S. Congress in American history just plopped themselves right in the middle of a horror story. Above them, below them, and around them right now, this administration, with the backing of far too many cowardly legislators, is producing policies so vile, so malevolent, so wicked that most of us continue to find it hard to sleep at night even thinking about it. Yet right in the middle of this horror, I found myself rejoicing with exceeding great joy. Here we are right in the middle of a government shutdown, which deeply affects many of us in this room. And at the same time, witnessing the heart and soul of government come to life again. Two Muslim American women elected to Congress, two indigenous women elected to Congress, the youngest black woman in history elected to Congress, the most number of women ever elected to Congress, and the most diverse set of holy books used for oaths of office to Congress. White suits and no suits, hoop earrings and hijabs, mothers nursing, sons dabbing. I mean, could you even stand it all? Could you even contain your rejoicing with exceeding great joy? I see it every time I remember our sister church in El Salvador. Every day surrounded by the uncertainty of gang violence, every day uncertain where and how violence might show up in their lives, driving right through gang territory and setting up soccer games for kids. Can you just see them out there playing, dancing, rejoicing with exceeding great joy right in the middle of a horror story? I see it when I read an article about Sarah Cunningham, a mother from Oklahoma who's offered to attend the wedding celebrations of any LGBT couples whose parents and family refuse to support their children's love. And I remembered that this same Sarah Cunningham walked by Calvary's huddle of tents at this past summer's Wild Goose Festival and asked if she could take a picture with us. She said that she kept walking past our sign over the week, Calvary Baptist Church, set up along the main path, and kept thinking to herself, they don't look like any Baptist church I know. She found herself struggling to pair her real wounds from Baptist churches with the joy she kept seeing as she walked by the diverse community she saw in us. Joy plopped right in the middle. I see it as I followed on social media a man from New York State named Joshua Rubin, who decided to drive down to the very newly and poorly constructed Tornillo Detention Center on the U.S.-Mexico border and hold vigil for 3 months. This massive tent city has been housing children taken into custody at the border, including children separated from their parents, as well as children who showed up as unaccompanied minors. There have been more than 3,000 children held at Tornillo under extremely questionable and secretive circumstances. His early, almost singular efforts exposing day by day what he saw there has all but set Tornillo on the path to be shut down. With each NPR piece or New York Times piece or WAPO piece or whatever piece that would come out on it, Rubin would say something like, I can't believe it. They're paying attention and they really may have to shut this thing down. And I could hear the rejoicing of the Magi shine forth in the cold Texas night. It does get cold there sometimes at night. Does this joy solve the horrific violence continuing to unfold at our border, at every border in the world? You know the answer, far from it. The Magi's rejoicing didn't stop Herod's genocide from happening. But it was essential. It was essential nonetheless. Because their rejoicing turned them into followers of a new light, a new way, a new king. They became the kind of followers willing to reject a violent king's orders, reject a violent state's demands, and return home by another way. Y'all with me? See, this kind of joy is far from avoidance or a life of don't worry, be happy, I can't really be bothered with the news anymore vibes. These Magi stood inside Herod's throne room. They held court right inside brutality's headquarters. They were not avoidant of the horror to their left and their right, above them or below them. But when they saw the star, they were Ekkaresan, Karan, Megalain, Sfodra, rejoicing with exceeding great joy. This year, I pray for a Greek King James outpouring of ekaresan karan megalein sphodra in your life. Every corner of it, every nook and cranny of it, your family life, your personal life, your work life, your vocational life, because we all know sometimes that's different from your work life, your church life, your inner life, your outer life, your daily life. I pray that when you feel like you are stuck between one horror story and another, that the supernova strength of God would fill you with new light and new joy. Ekaresan, karan, megalein, spodra. EXMS. Xmas, y'all. Merry, exceedingly joyful King James, ringing Xmas, beloved ones, and a happy supernova new year to you. May the abundant joy of the Magi, plopped right in the middle of all that we fear, be your guiding light this coming year. And if you're looking for some prayer, some mantra to repeat each time you bear witness to joy when it's least expected, might I suggest the one that's found its way to me today? One last time. Ekaresan. Karan. Megalein. Spodra. Oh.